Today we're visiting with Brittany Rice. Brittany from CFRHelps.org, Community and Family Resources. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, here we are. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, and CFR does do mental health services. A lot of times when we talk a lot about the addiction counseling, whether it be gambling, whether it be, you know, drug-related, alcohol-related, just the variety of services that CFR does provide. But mental health services, one of those in there. And again, not necessarily right in the area where you do a lot of things, but it is something that CFR does make available. And we've got pretty all-encompassing services that could be accessed by people.
Absolutely. We do have mental health therapists on site, both in Boone, Ames, in our area. We've got them in other locations as well. And then we also have psych providers that can help with medications.
So you do, and do you, is that right there on site, or is that a kind of a virtual contact that you do? How do you work with them?
So primarily, the psych providers are telehealth. Yep. We do have one doctor that comes up during the summer in person. He does like to winter where it's warm, though. So
don't blame him. No.
So during the colder weather, he is somewhere south. I'm not sure where. But then, yeah, we do have one other one that is completely telepsych for us. And then therapists are primarily in person, with the option of telepsych, mm-hmm. telehealth if needed.
I got to say, it's not easy getting someone even to do telehealth. The demand is so high.
Yeah, I mean, it's across the board. I think it's across the state and potentially across the nation. We just don't have the staff. We're short therapists. We're short counselors. We could really use another psych doctor. I think it's just across the board right now.
And we're talking basically the area you cover, which is Boone and Story County.
Yeah. So. Yep.
Actually extends a little more. And you've absorbed even a bigger area here in Central Iowa, too.
Yes. Yes, we did. In July of 2022, we merged with Prelude. So now we also have pretty large sites in Des Moines and Iowa City.
That's a sizable area.
Yeah, we cover quite a bit of space.
So, and a lot of the things you do, how much is, do you have an idea how much is mental health related for CFR? Because I know you've got different facilities for different reasons around. And I remember, you know, for so long, a lot of the discussions we would have with people from CFR were about mental health first aid.
Mm-hmm.
Getting those first responders, the ones that would be trained in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have percentages by any means. I'm not 100% sure. That's something I would have to kind of dig into. However, I will say a lot of our folks are co-occurring, so they have both substance abuse and mental health, mental illness going on. So they may only be in the substance abuse program, but oftentimes we're trying to help them get connected with those other mental health services, or maybe they've got a mental health provider outside of us, and that's mm-hmm. okay too.
And just so long as you're getting all the bases covered, and getting the assistance they need.
Yeah. I mean, we really like to treat the person as a whole. We know whether it's mental illness, gambling, substance abuse, they're not really going to get better if they don't treat all the different areas. So we do try to treat them as a whole and just make sure they get what they need.
So I asked her the regular question everybody would think of is, which comes first, the mental health issue or the addiction? And it depends on the person.
Yeah, it really does depend on the person. You know, some people might start using because of their mental illness. Maybe they're starting to self-medicate that depression, those voices, the bipolar, whatever might be going on. The trauma, of course, is a big reason people use. But on the other end of things, sometimes the substance abuse does come first, or sometimes it comes on so early in life that we can't really tell what came first. So it really does depend on the person. And what kind has gone on in their life? Is there, you know, a family factor that plays into that? Like, does the mental illness run in the family? And just so many different factors play into it.
So we've seen some transition at the state level, the way mental health services are covered and things like that. Again, we've gone to our Central Iowa Community Services, and we saw that as soon as, it started out as, seven counties banding together, and then just kind of escalated. I think we've got 15 or 17 counties.
Yeah, like CICS that. Is 15 counties. I think it's the largest region in Iowa.
So, again, it continues to expand. And again, it's one of those, part of it is because of the state giving money to them and the counties that we've had and the transitioning of the service. But it is still a big challenge to meet all those needs, I would imagine.
So. Oh, absolutely. And I will say, kudos to CICS, Central Iowa Community Services. They are starting a couple of new programs here in the very near future. And one is the mental health court. I'm not sure what all counties that's going to be in, but I know for sure it's going to be in Story County. So that's going to be pretty good. And then they're starting up a crisis program. And I'm not 100% sure what that one's going to look like. But my understanding is it's really making sure people who are in crisis get hooked up with the services that they need.
It's right away.
Yeah.
Call 211.
That's, absolutely. Yeah. Call 211. Or they have a website as well you can log on to.
Okay. So one of the programs we've seen providing some mental health, immediate mental health response, not far away from us in Boone County, but over in Ames, they started a program. You get to see a little bit of what's happening there.
I do. I think it was October maybe when they started the ARCH program through Mary Greeley. And I really, really like that. So if you're not familiar with it, what it is if you're in Story County and you call 911, and it's a mental health thing, then they're going to hook you up with their ARCH team, and that's a social worker and a paramedic that goes out to kind of see what's going on and also to talk you through what you need, maybe get you to the resources that you need. We've had to make a couple of those calls ourselves at CFR, mm-hmm. And they've come in and they've talked with the people, and there's been a couple of occasions where they actually take them to the hospital to get the help that they need, and it's been really great. I really would love, to see that type of program expand into other counties. It's been really successful.
So that's, and I think what mostly comes from City of Ames.
Yes.
Helping to do that.
That's my understanding, yeah.
So, but those are the kinds of things that we'll see what can happen, because that's been talked about. Do we get mental health? How do you get mental health ingrained in some of those initial responses instead of coming with lights and sirens?
Yeah, I mean, in reality, I think over the years, things have gotten better with the cops responding and getting to understand mental health a little bit better. But they are first and foremost cops. They're not mental health providers, so I think it would be beneficial to get a mental health provider in there to help out. Ames also has Julie Saxton, which is the city mental health person that goes out on some of those calls. And she's also very good with what she does.
I was just thinking, yes, because when I look at the sheets or the information the media gets for Boone County and all the different agencies, well, I get all the police and then just anything that goes through the communication center. People, I think, would be surprised the number of calls that are mental health related, suicide related. And again, those were the ones where you need that help right away.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And in some cases, you need more than that, but it's a way to go out and assess and see what you actually need.
Oh, absolutely. So I did used to work mobile crisis, and the program itself was pretty good. But typically, and that was back probably 7 years ago, and what that looked like is they would call the cops. The cops would go out and clear the scene to make sure it was safe for us to go in. With the ARCH program, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. And so they go in because there's two of them already. They go in and because they've already assessed it to be a mental health call. And so that's kind of where I see the difference. Now, mobile crisis could have changed since 7 years ago. But
we'll learn more.
Yeah.
It's one of those where you learn all the time.
So. Yes.
I'm guessing one of the hard parts if someone calls 911 is the challenge of how do you assess if it's mental health and or what all might
Oh, absolutely. Be involved. Absolutely. That's very hard to assess. And if they're, if they are calling for mental health, is it also a safe scene to go to, to send mobile crisis? And that I think is why, like back then, they would go in and clear the scene.
Mm-hmm. Again, for mental health services with CFR, best process to, age limits? What kind of parameters do we have? Do you have a lot of particulars? Because I know it's not right in your, that's not particularly the one area you really deal a lot with.
Yeah, no. So I do know that we serve children and adolescents. And actually in my Ames office, I share a wall with our play therapy room. So I get to hear a lot of the screaming and things that goes on in that room because the kids are having fun with all the toys. There's so many toys in there. So we do treat children up through, you know, the elderly for mental health. And it's the same for our psych providers. They'll treat children up through.
How does one find out about making contact or finding out about mental health services? It might be a family member. It might be themselves that that they might be inquiring about.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody is looking for mental health services and you'd like to come through CFR, just give us a call. The 515-433-0369 is our Boone number, and you would talk with our front desk staff. And, you know, like most agencies right now, we do have a little bit of a wait list. However, I was told last week that we are starting to schedule new mental health clients starting in June. So we are working through that wait list and getting things moving a little bit.
it's a challenge, isn't it?
It is a challenge.
Well, again, just having enough people. Mm-hmm. And now one of the new trends we're seeing is some of the mental health people are actually going into the school districts, working for the school districts.
Yeah, I have seen a lot more of those types of job postings out there for social workers or counselors to be in the schools, which I think is great because kids need to learn that stuff early on. They need to deal with it early on.
Start early and get that assistance out there. Mm-hmm. All right. Brittany Rice, again, our guest on here, and again, Mental Health Awareness Month here in the month of May, but we do have a lot of other things that CFR does continue to provide assistance on. So what things have really been coming up for you now? It was springtime here, so
yeah.
I guess we got a few things that are happening.
Yeah, so...
Well, I do know that recently you guys, you've had a lot of different issues with drugs, narcotics. Mm-hmm. I mean... Okay, I don't know, narcotics, but substance abuse.
Oh, absolutely. There's always the issue with substance abuse, but as the weather gets nicer, I think we see it increase a little bit because people are, you know, feeling a little bit happier and they're enjoying themselves, quote unquote, partying maybe. Alcohol, of course, tends to go up in the nicer weather. Plus, it's graduation time and things like that. So that also increases some of that. I will say, you know, the use of any substance really comes along with the risk of overdose or things like that. So there has been an increase in overdoses recently. Sadly, that goes along with opioids. A lot of times there is fentanyl in other substances that we aren't aware of. We also lately, well, the past couple of years have seen MDMA in meth a lot. When people are testing positive for meth, they're also testing positive for MDMA, and they didn't know that they had it in their system. So it's scary.
And now some people are going to say, well, you know, that fentanyl, we see that, and it's in the bigger cities, stuff like that. But it's, I mean, we see a lot of that. I mean, it shows up even here in the rural parts of the state.
Oh, absolutely. It shows up right here in the rural parts of the state. And most overdoses are related to fentanyl. So it's there.
Bottom line, it is there. Yes. It's one of the ongoing issues, too. For those, are you seeing other things? Because now I know everybody was talking about the recent in Minnesota, they were changing to recreational use for marijuana, mm-hmm. like Illinois did. And everybody was concerned when that happened. Eastern part of the state, they thought, oh, everybody's going to be going over there. All around us, it's starting to show up.
Yes, absolutely. All around us, it's starting to show up. I did a talk last week, and some of the statistics that I found from as I was going into that talk is our highest diagnosed substance use disorder is still alcohol, and that is followed by stimulants, so meth and those kinds of things. And then, of course, cannabis, marijuana. But we are seeing an increase in opioids. And also we've seen a little bit of a comeback with cocaine.
Well, yay. Right. I don't know if I want to say yay or not, but, it does. It just, you know, everybody will say, well, you know, it does happen or it only happens to a few people, mm-hmm. but, there's a lot of,
it could affect a lot of different people.
It can. Of course, you know, anybody that uses a substance is at risk of becoming addicted. Not everybody does become addicted, though. But even if, you know, you're not using yourself, you might be affected because of somebody else's use. You know, maybe they're exhibiting some behaviors that are stressful for you or causing some form of trauma. I hate to say it, but other people's substance use does cause us trauma sometimes. Mm-hmm. People aren't themselves when they're high or they're drunk.
So we're talking about this during mental health time, and that goes back again. Which is there first? For some reason, you know, if somebody has a mental health issue, they might be, like you said, self-medicate.
Yeah, we do see a lot of self-medicating with substances for people who have mental illness. And yeah, it depends on the person what comes first. Yeah. They really go hand in hand.
What are other things they're working on, CFR? Because it is a big agency. I know mostly you're just focusing on Story and Boone County, but you've been working with a couple of other groups here locally.
Yes, I have been working with a couple of different groups here locally. So I do participate in the SAFE Coalition. I don't remember 100% what that stands for, but it is for adolescents.
Substance Abuse-Free Environment.
Substance abuse free environment. That sounds right. But it's for adolescents. So we're working to make like schools and things like that and things for adolescents substance free. I know that they went to the Board of Health meeting about a month and a half ago. So that was pretty cool.
Getting the information out. We're still here. We're still viable.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And then I would like to throw in something that's going on in our Fort Dodge area this week. We have a grand opening for our women's recovery home this Thursday afternoon. So we are super excited about that. We've not had a women's recovery house. We've had men's recovery house, but not women's. So that's super exciting.
So, and that's going to be based in Fort Dodge?
That will be based in Fort Dodge. Typically, people will have had to go through one of the residential treatment centers to be able to step down to that. But it is very exciting. There's just not enough beds out there anyway.
It gives you another option. It gives you some additional beds, which unfortunately probably are going to get filled up very quickly.
Absolutely.
So seems to be our trend. Community and Family Resource, again, online, it's just cfrhelps.org. But if people want to find out more about mental health services or any of the services provided by CFR, easiest way to do that, go online?
Yep, go online. You can go to, of course, our website, cfrhelps.org. You can go to Your Life Iowa. We are on 211, I believe, so the 211 website. But then, of course, you can always just give us a call. Like I said, our phone number here in Boone is 515-433-0369.
She spends time. Well, most of it in Story County.
Yeah, I spend the majority of my time in Story County, but I am working 2 full days a week here in Boone.
And are we getting pretty well staffed for our local offices and the services you try to do here?
So we are still hiring for a full-time substance abuse counselor here in Boone. And then we are hiring, I want to say, for at least 1 full-time therapist here in Boone.
Okay. Good luck, I'm going to say, because you're not the only ones.
It's just across the board.
It just happens all over. Brittany Rice has been a guest on our program today, talking about services available through CFR, cfrhelps.org, the website. And again, the office right down here on South Story, so not far. South Story, South Marshall, right on.
South Marshall. Right not off far South from North. McDonald's.
Not far away. Thanks for coming in and visiting with us.
Yeah, today. Thanks again for having me.